Fitzwilliam College, Cambridge. A guide for future and prospective students with chronic, mental, illness and disabilities. Written by Runcie Gaunt, Summer 2019. About this booklet. This booklet was written over summer 2019 by Runcie Gaunt, a fifth-year undergrad at Fitz. It is designed to give future and prospective students information about how college deals with illness and disability, so that they can make informed decisions about where to apply and what to ask for when they arrive. There is information on each page about what is available at all colleges or through the university, and what is specific to Fitz. This isn't a recruitment document for college. We hope you will think of applying here, but only because you think it is the right place for you. See contact page to request alternative formats of this booklet. Contents. 3. Mood of the college. 4. Location of colleges. 5. What is near to Fitz. 6. Tutorial system. 7. Counseling. 8. Physical access in college. 9. Library. 10. Reasonable adjustments. 11. Short and long-term illness. 12. Websites and contact. 3. Mood of the college. Our college is relatively new, having been established in 1966. This means that it has a more relaxed feel than some of the medieval colleges. Enjoy the benefits of modern accommodation at home. The whole site is kitted out with essentials such as fast unlimited internet, plenty of plug sockets and very good heating. These are not guaranteed at older colleges unless you are in their more modern buildings. We still have some of the traditions, such as formal hall with gowns, but these are not in any way obligatory. You can always visit friends at the older colleges to get the full Harry Potter experience, without having to live in outdated buildings. The college is medium-large sized at 850 students. The other 30 colleges vary between 155 and 1,110 students, with most between 600 and 700. The grounds are calm and not as hectic or busy as many of the central colleges can be. There are lots of trees and plants, including grass you can walk on, and many squirrels and birds. Some colleges restrict access, to ensure that tourists and unregistered guests don't get into college. Fitz is a lot more relaxed because it is less popular with tourists, so you can come and go as you please without having to show your university card or explain why you're back so late. 4. Location of colleges. If you have anxiety or prefer to live out of the hectic city center, then quieter colleges might suit you better. Depending on your mobility, you might prioritize college being close to your faculty. To see where your faculty buildings are, check here, https://www.applytocambridge.com/locations-map. While it looks like Fitz is far out of town, it's only a 15-minute walk to the city center, 5-minute bike, 10-minute bus. It is, however, up Castle Hill, along with 5 other colleges. The rest of Cambridge is mainly flat and there are lots of cycle paths. Image: location of Cambridge colleges as shown on Google Maps. Fitz is in the top left corner of the map, with other colleges nearby. Around half of the colleges are directly in the city center. Both Girton, Northwest, and Homerton, Southeast, are missing from the map as they are not in central Cambridge. Jesus Green. Midsummer Common, the FWND Church. The Grafton Centre. Mathematic BRDG. Fitzwilliam Museum. What is near to Fitz? 5. Fitz is represented by a gold star on the following map. All of the places listed below have stead-free access. 10-minute walk north, pharmacy. Co-op Food. Aldi. E. J. Castle V. R7. 5-minute walk north, park, often has Dogs Domino's Pizza. E. 1. Just outside college, bus stop Stagecoach into town. 5-minute walk east, GP Surgery. Murray Edwards Fitzwilliam College, College University. 5-minute walk south, bus stop Universal. St. Edmund S. College, University of Cambridge. Air training. One rides to many locations including West Cambridge site, Sidgwick site, city centre, train station, Addenbrookes Hospital. Tutorial system. Fitz, like other colleges, has a system of tutors who are responsible for pastoral care, that is, making sure that you are doing okay emotionally. At Fitz, you are allocated a tutor who will see you through your degree for meetings at the beginning and end of every term. You can see them more often than that if you like, and they are a good port of call for any questions or issues you have, whether via email or in person. You can switch tutors or speak to other tutors or the senior tutor instead at any time. More info here, https://www.fit.com.dev.uk/college-life/welfare/tutors. It is really important to keep your tutor up to date with your health, so they can anticipate what you might need, like special exam arrangements, hardship funding, counseling, help with transport costs. You may need a letter from your GP explaining your medical situation so the university knows how to help. At other colleges, tutorial provision varies. Some students have reported that they have never met their tutor, or that they have no right to switch tutor. Some colleges, like ours, have a more flexible system. You may wish to contact JCOS, Undergraduate Student Committees, to ask about their college's provision. As well as a tutor, all students have a Director of Studies, who looks after their academic progress. The system at FITS is broadly comparable to other colleges. Counseling. There are many ways to access free counseling in Cambridge. You can access counseling from the college and university counselors at the same time. Not all colleges have their own counselors, but all students have access to UCS. If you need therapy or other help not covered below, you can apply for funding to cover this through college and the Cranes Fund. 1. College counselor. Refer yourself by mailing the counselor to arrange a meeting. You will get an appointment within about a week. Info, https://www.fit.com.dev.uk/college-life/welfare/health. 2. University Counseling Service, UCS. A. Individual. Refer yourself via student pre-counseling form here, https://www.counseling.com.dev.uk/students, and the waiting time can be up to a few weeks. B. Group. There are one-off workshops, plus med, and longer-term counseling groups. Information and sign-up here, https://www.counseling.com.dev.uk/students/student-groups. C. Sexual Assault and Harassment Advisor Confidential and Non-Judgmental Support, https://www.counseling.com.dev.uk/sexual-assault-and-harassment-advisor. Physical access. Almost all of the public areas on the college site have level access. This is unparalleled in other colleges, where there is often limited access to basic facilities such as the canteen or common room. Most of the fifth ground floor accommodation has level access, and most of the first and second floor accommodation does not have level access. You can have your own small fridge/freezer in your bedroom with permission from your tutor. There are in-suite rooms specially designed for students with physical impairments, as well as almost a dozen accessible toilets on site. Detailed info here, https://www.fit.com.dev.uk/college-life/welfare/disability. There is a map of the college with lifts and disabled toilets marked, https://www.fit.com.dev.uk/about/visiting-fitzwilliam. There is a mobility scooter at the Porter's Lodge, main reception, which can be borrowed with permission from your tutor. If you need taxis or a bus pass for medical reasons, college can also pay for this. Your tutor can advise on other funds or support. FITS accommodation is available year-round, and unlike at many other colleges, you do not need to give a reason for preferring to stay in college through the Christmas, Easter or summer vacations. The college's public rooms are featured on Access Cambridge Wiki, which provides access statements for students running events in college buildings. This is so that disabled students know in advance whether or not the event is suitable for them. https://accesscambridge.fandomem/wiki/category/fitzwilliam. The wiki is run by CUSDSC. CUS equals Cambridge University Student Union. Library. G. FITS Library is open 24/7 and is staffed 9 a.m.-5 p.m. Monday-Friday. There is level access to all four floors via a lift. There are a number of small adaptive items available to borrow, such as book stands, Z-desks and beanbox. Detailed accessibility information is available here, https www.fit.cam.ed.uk/college-life/facilities/alize-library/accessibility. At the start of each year, all freshers are given an induction into the library, which is a great time to ask any questions. Our librarian is very helpful and will assist you in finding accessible versions of the resources you need, for example, digital, screen-readable versions. If you have other needs that the library could help with, whether or not they are on your student support document, contact the librarian to discuss. 10. Reasonable adjustments. Like all education providers, the colleges and the university are legally obliged to anticipate the needs of disabled and chronically ill students. This means that reasonable adjustments, such as level access, needing help to do laundry, or needing longer deadlines on your work, are not your responsibility to pay for or organize. Who you can get support from depends who is responsible for that area. University, Disability Resource Center, DRC, makes recommendations to your faculty and staff as to what support you need for studying plus exams, and who should provide it. Your college provides you with an accessible room at no extra charge. You may need to insist that this is your right as per Equality Act 2010. Your tutor can help you contact the DRC, sign up for counseling, apply for hardship funding, apply for the exam arrangements you need. Student finance, disabled students allowance. Provides adaptive furniture for your room, software F. Benefits, PIP, personal independence payment, pays for help with daily activities or mobility. 11. Short-term illness. If you have a short-term flare-up and cannot keep up with your course, it is possible to intermit. This means that you take time out from your course, normally 1 year, to give you time to recover and come back once the episode is over. While many colleges will insist that you move out and not return for the year, FITS has allowed several intermitting students to stay in college where this was more appropriate for them, for instance because they were seeking medical treatment in Cambridge, or because they could not stay with family. At FITS, a handful of students intermit each year. Long-term illness. If a long-term illness or disability makes it impossible for you to study at full pace, it is possible to apply to study at a reduced pace. This isn't the same as part-time study where you might also have a job. FITS has several students studying at a reduced pace double time. You can find more information here. https://www.disabled.cus.cam.ed.uk/double-time/j. Websites. FITS William JCR, undergraduate students, O. https://fitscr.com. FITS William MCR, graduate students, O. https://mcr.fitscam.uk/. FITS William College website J. https://www.fit.cam.ed.uk/cusdisabledstudentscampaign. https://disabledcuscam.uk. Cus Disabled Students Campaign Group. https://www.facebook.com/group/28686178381687/disability-resource-center. https://www.disability.admin.cam.ed.uk Cambridge Alternative Prospectus. https://www.apply-to-cambridge.com/contact. For undergraduate and graduate admissions. https://www.fit.cam.ed.uk/staff-contacts/JCR, undergraduate student committee. https://fitscr.com/contact. Contact Disabled Students Officer for alternative formats. Contact MCR, graduate student committee. http://mcr.fit.cam.ed.uk/about-the-mcr/meet-the-committee/contact-disabled-students-campaign. https://www.disabled.cus.cam.ed.uk/exc/. https